The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." They abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little further and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus. Stories. I love stories. Mine are probably a little bit exaggerated or embellished a little bit, but there's a bit of truth in all the stories that we hear. Stories are what we are made up of. That's what we live, our lives. They're made up of stories. That's what we are, and that's what we do. And when we're talking to someone or visiting with them, we're telling them stories. Stories about our experiences or our life. Jesus is in every story that we tell. Every story that we hear, Jesus is in there. We have to figure out where in there and what that message it is that he's trying to teach us that day. St. Pope John Paul II said at one time that we need to listen to people when they tell their stories. That's how we know who they are and what they are, is from the stories that they tell. Now, the first disciples, Simon, Andrew, James, and John, they were fishermen. Now, all the fishermen that I know are liars. They will start their stories out with, "You should have seen the one that got away," or "That ain't nothing." And some of them would occasionally say, "Here, hold my beer. I can top that story easily." Now, that's just the nature of fishermen. I've seen them, been with them. I've never seen any of them catch a really big fish, though. But they have some good stories to tell. And I think they know that I know that they're just telling a fish story. But somewhere in that story, there's a hint of truth and there's a message that Jesus wants us to hear. The first disciples, they just left their boats, walked away from everything, and followed Jesus. And as they were walking along the Sea of Galilee, what do you think they were talking about? Now, you got four fishermen here and Jesus. What were they talking about? Well, they were telling fish stories to each other. And you know, like I do, the first guy that tells the story, his fish is not going to be as big as the guy that tells the second one, and on and on. And, you know, you've got to wonder, Jesus is listening to these men, these first disciples that gave up their way of life to follow him. You wonder, what was he thinking? He was thinking, "I have a fish story." So when they had finished, he probably says, "Well, that's nothing. I know about this guy that God had commanded him to do something, and he didn't want to do it, so he ran away. Even went so far as to get on a ship and head to another country. While they were out on the sea, a storm came. Thought the ship was going to sink. Well, Jonah knew that it was because of him. And he said, it's because of me that we are in peril. So he told the other men on the boat, just throw me overboard. and it was probably within a half a second that he was in the water swimming for his dear life. Well, what happens to Jonah? Whale comes along, swallows him. For 3 days, Jonah is in the belly of the beast. And I wonder what he was thinking while he was in there. Was it like, I should have done what God told me to do? Because that's why I'm in this position right now, is because I did not do what God asked me to do. So after 3 days, he was spit out upon the shore, promptly got up and went to Nineveh. He didn't want to go there. He didn't like the people there. They were actually enemies of him and his people. But doing what God had told him to do, he went through. And in one day of his preaching, the whole city had converted, declared a fast, put on sackcloth, and started following God. Jonah walks away and leaves, and he's kind of a little bit upset because God was not going to destroy the town. He had decided that, no, they had repented. They had changed their ways. They were following him, and he was going to give them a second chance, just like he does us probably every day. We get another chance. Now, Jonah, he was not a perfect disciple. He was like us. Just a regular guy that at that point in time maybe didn't really want to do what God wanted him to do. Put him in a position that he didn't want to be in. He complained and he whined and ran away. And we know the rest of the story and how that ended up. But even with his weaknesses and his doubts, he offered himself up. He allowed the people to throw him overboard into the sea, and then he fulfilled the work that God had given him to do. Sometimes we hear Jesus call us. Sometimes when he calls us and we don't listen, we don't pay that much of attention to what he's saying or what he's wanting us to do. It's too easy for us to go back to our old habits, like the disciples did at times. They went back to their nets, back to their fishing. But they always came back, and they always did what Jesus wanted them to do. And that's what is expected of us. You know, we may not jump in with both feet wholeheartedly at the beginning, but we know from the stories what that message is and what Jesus and God wants us to do. We know what that is. If we didn't know that, we wouldn't be here today. So no matter how long or how far we stray away from what that task is, we always come back. And we're here. And that's what Jesus wants. He gives us a chance to redeem ourselves. You know, some of our stories and the stories of our world, they're made up of sadness and frustration for a lot of us. And it happens that way a lot of times, you know, with our family, our kids, our parents, work, the world in general. It's frustrating and it makes us sad. But also, Jesus gives us hope and faith, and that's what makes us different. That's what allows us to get up every single morning and carry on and carry out the work that Jesus has given us. We have stories of mercy and hope, not just fish stories, not just sad stories, not just stories of frustration and things gone wrong. If we look and if we think, there's always stories of mercy and hope around us. And hope that we will always turn back to God. And listen to the stories of the disciples. Listen to what they're saying. find that message in each and every one of them. Find out what Jesus is saying to you.